And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
I don't get it, Mr. Whittaker.
Well, Liz, you've been in the Room of Consequence before, right?
Right. But this sounds different. A backwards adventure?
Yeah, it's a brand new program I'm trying out.
Uh-oh. So I'm the guinea pig?
Well, you know, some people are excited when they get to be the first to try my inventions.
I'm just teasing. So explain this again.
Well, you'll get to see the consequence of a choice before you see the choice itself.
Okay.
The program goes backwards, you see. We'll start at 3 years in the future, and you'll go backwards in time until we get to the present day.
3 years into my future?
Yes. But remember now, this isn't a time machine. This is only a possible future.
Sounds kind of neat, but I'm still confused.
Well, just listen closely to the talking clock I installed.
Talking clock, Mr. Whittaker?
Yep. It'll help you get your bearings. And when you hear this sound, you'll know that you're going backward in time.
Okay. I guess I could try it.
All right. If you're ready, why don't you go on in?
All right. Oh, I hate this part. It's so dark in here. Mr. Whittaker!
You will now be traveling 3 years into the future to July 28th, 10:47 p.m.
Cool. I'm probably queen of the world by then. What is this? What's going on?
She's awake. You're at Odyssey General Hospital. Can you give me your name?
Liz Horton. Why am I in a hospital? Ow, what a headache.
You were unconscious for about half an hour. You suffered a blow to your head.
How did that happen?
Just relax. The police will be here to question you in a few minutes.
The police?
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
Don't remember anything?
No.
Let's get a head CT. She has memory loss.
What's going on here?
You will now travel back in time 32 minutes to July 28th, 10:15 p.m.
Okay, 32 minutes. That means this is before I go to the hospital. Where am I? I'm mopping the floor at a convenience store? Oh, great. I work at Pete's Gas and Chow. When do I start my political career? Wait a minute. My head feels okay. The doctor said I was unconscious for half an hour. I'm gonna hit my head and go unconscious. Mr. Whittaker, I don't know if you know this, but I have a low tolerance for pain. I cry during the reflex test at the doctor's.
All right, this is a holdup.
Oh, boy.
Get behind the counter. Face the wall.
You're gonna hit me in the head, aren't you?
I said, get behind the counter and face the wall.
Okay, I'll do it.
Arms in the air. And don't try to trip the alarm button.
I won't.
The register's locked. Where's the key?
I don't know. I'll have to look for it. But don't hit me in the head.
I'm not gonna hit you. Turn around and find the key. It's you.
Yes, it's me. That's no reason to hit me in the head.
Liz!
You know me?
You don't remember. Odyssey Middle School? I mean, I haven't been to school in 2 years. I was in juvenile detention for a while, but still.
I'm sorry. I don't know you.
Look behind you. That poster taped to the shelf.
You're on a wanted poster?
Proud of me? You knew me when.
Oh, man! I'm being held up by a serial head hitter!
Would you let that go? I'm not gonna hit you.
Okay.
The keys are hanging from your belt.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Give them here. Yeah, these'll do the trick. I guess you owe me a dollar anyway, don't you?
A dollar?
Pathetic.
All you're stealing is a dollar? You're gonna hit me in the head for $1?
What? 27 bucks? That's all that's in here?
Oh, there's no need to get angry. There's plenty of other very valuable things to steal in here. Snack cakes, a nice selection of sodas.
Go to the back of the room and stay there for 15 minutes.
You're gonna go now? Okay, bye. It was nice being robbed by you.
Go!
I'm going.
Be careful! You just mopped the floor!
Whoa! Ugh.
What? Huh? Oh. It's over. That didn't hurt at all.
Thank you, Mr. Whitaker!
You will now travel back in time 3 years and 2 months to April 21st, 4:08 p.m.
3 years back. Okay, so that means I'm in middle school again.
This is Mandy's house. What are the police cars for? Is Mandy okay? Excuse me, officer!
Yeah?
Do you know what happened here? This is my friend's house.
Yeah, it was a break-in. The Strasburg silent alarm went off at the station.
It's my TV. We lent it to the Strasburgs. Yeah. I won't go to jail for this, will I? I don't think I would do very well in jail. I get the chills really easy.
Quit your whining.
And I need my inhaler.
That's him. That's the guy who robbed me.
He robbed you?
Oh, it's not gonna happen for another 3 years.
Ow! These handcuffs are really tight.
Get in the car, kid.
Can you loosen them a bit? Oh! I have very sensitive wrists.
Just get in the car.
Okay, what was that about him robbing you? What do you know about this guy?
Nothing. I don't even know his name.
Norton Hollingsworth.
Doesn't ring a bell. But this means he'll go into juvenile detention, right?
Well, not if this is his first offense. But if he keeps this kind of thing up...
Yeah. You know, you should keep an eye on him from now on. He'll get better at robbing places. And in 3 years, you might want to send a car out to Pete's Gas and Chow.
Huh?
And something tells me I need to find out more about him.
You will now travel back in time 15 minutes. April 21st, 3:53 p.m.
Okay.
I'm still at Mandy's house. The police aren't here yet. Which means... What was that? Hello?
Ah!
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you.
Liz, what are you doing here?
I think that's a better question for me. Why are you breaking into Mandy's house?
I'm not. It's just... It's my TV. I'm just getting it back.
But you're breaking and entering.
Ugh! He said the key would be under the mat. Where is it?
Somebody put you up to this?
Go away, Liz.
You're gonna get caught, you know.
Why? Are you gonna tell on me? You know, the least you could do is go away quietly.
I'm not gonna tell on you. But the Strasburgs have a silent alarm.
He didn't say anything about an alarm. Yes, here it is. Cool.
Ugh. Congratulations.
Get out of here. This has nothing to do with you.
But I think it does have something to do with me.
You are now traveling back 1 day to April 20th, 3:45 p.m.
What is this? I'm in the woods? Who's there? Wait a minute. I know where I am.
I don't know what you mean.
That's the Bones of Wrath Clubhouse.
Who joins the Bones of Wrath brings something to the table, Norton. You've been with us for 2 weeks now, so you have to do it too.
Bring what to the table?
You know what this clubhouse needs?
Tapestries?
A TV. I need a TV within 20 feet of me at all hours of the day.
It's Rodney.
I understand.
So, I want you to find one.
Well,
We only have one at our house.
Really? We have seven.
We used to have two, but we let one to the Strasburgs until they get theirs fixed.
Then why don't you go get that one?
They're using it.
But if it's your TV, why can't you just go get it?
I guess I could. Oh, wait. They're on vacation this week.
Nope, we need it now.
How am I supposed to get it?
I happen to know the Strasburgs keep a key hidden under the mat on their back porch.
You want me to break into their house and take the TV?
No, I want you to break into their house and water the plants for them.
Norton is a bone?
Of course I want
you to
take
the TV. I don't
get this. Haven't you
this kid is going to be a criminal.
Is there going to be somebody with
but
me?
What does that have to do with me?
You're on your own, kid.
That's it.
What if I get caught?
Mr. Whitaker said I would be seeing the consequences of people's actions. Maybe I could stop the consequences if I stop Norton from acting.
Yeah.
Then get out of here. Hey, Norton, you do this right, and we'll get you the answers for your geography test next week.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Bye.
Norton! Liz, what are you doing here? You can't do it!
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're breaking into Mandy's house tomorrow, aren't you?
What were you doing? Listening to our conversation?
You'll get caught, and you'll never be able to turn back after this.
You know, I think Rodney will be very interested to know you've been eavesdropping on him.
Don't you see? This is just the beginning! Now you're just breaking into someone's house, but the bones will ask you to do more stuff just like this. More stuff. Pretty soon you're gonna get thrown into juvenile detention. And then you'll be on wanted posters.
I'm not gonna do any of that. You think I'm nuts? You don't even know me.
No, but I can see this is not you. You're not like this. You don't break into houses. Why are you even in the Bones of Wrath?
Because they're my friends. I like them, and they like me. That doesn't happen to me very often. Now please, go away.
But,
don't you have a school to run, Miss Class President? See ya.
Wait, don't rewind. I can still stop him, I know it. He's not a bad guy, I can tell.
You will now travel back 2 weeks to April 6th at 7:52 a.m.
I'm ready, let's go. I'm in front of the school. Where's Norton? Hey, Max, have you seen Norton?
Why?
I just want to talk to him. Once again.
Why?
Do you know where he is?
He probably went to sit in his corner.
What corner?
The corner he always sits in, by the dumpster.
Thanks. Norton, where are you?
Hey, Norton, how's it going?
Okay.
I heard about what happened on the bus.
It's no big deal.
They're a bunch of losers. They don't know what they're talking about.
Rodney, what are you doing?
He's coming over to make fun of me.
No, I'm not.
But you make fun of everybody.
Not cool guys like you.
What are you up to, Rodney?
I see something in you, Norton. I think you got what it takes to be a bone.
You want me to be in the Bones of Wrath?
Yeah. Interested?
No, he's not.
I don't know, Rodney. You guys get into a lot of trouble.
Well, maybe a little. But I tell you one thing, the bones never turn on each other. Forget those losers on the bus. If you want friends that'll stick by you, you'll join the Bones of Wrath. What do you think?
Don't do it, Norton.
Let the man make up his own mind.
Well,
we're now traveling back 15 minutes to
wait,
April 6th,
wait.
7:37.
I have to make sure Norton doesn't say yes. Rodney's not Norton's friend. He's just trying to find somebody to steal TVs for him. I can stop this. I'm going back 15 minutes. I gotta get to him before Rodney does.
All right, hurry up. Can't drive until you're all sitting down.
That's okay, Liz.
What? What's okay? Norton?
I'll sit in the back of the bus.
Yeah, Norton. Why don't you go all the way back? Out the emergency exit. You're smelling up the whole bus.
Norton.
Driver, stop. Norton isn't in his seat.
What?
Norton! Ugh. Hey, need some walking lessons?
All right, what's up?
Guys, stop it. Just stay on the floor. Nobody wants to sit next to you anyway.
Oh, this is awful. No wonder Norton joined the Bones.
You will now travel back 3 minutes to April 6th, 7:34 a.m.
Man, the bus is late again. I'm sick of waiting out here. Liz, you're looking really confused.
Oh, Max. Hi, I'm just figuring out where I am.
You're at the bus stop?
Norton!
Hi.
You gotta take a bath. You stink. I could smell you from all the way down the street.
Max!
Maybe you should stand over there.
Okay.
I'm gonna sue the bus driver if he doesn't get here soon. Liz, where are you going? Norton?
You don't want to come near me. I might make you smell.
You don't smell. Max doesn't know anything.
Why are you coming over here?
Because I want to talk to you.
You've never talked to me before.
Well, I didn't know you before.
You know me now?
Sort of.
You know, I think I'm gonna walk to school.
Walk? Are you kidding? It's 2 miles.
I don't care. I go through this every day. I never have any place to sit because the bus is full. No one wants to sit next to me.
But you'll be late for school.
Then, will you sit by me?
Well, I usually sit by Mandy.
I'll give you $1 to sit by me.
What?
Here.
But,
we better get on.
Wait a minute. $1.
How about we sit here, Liz?
Sure. Oh, look at this. Norton's found himself a girlfriend. Hey, Liz, I've heard that couples eventually start to smell like each other.
Be quiet, Max.
Liz, you gotta be kidding. How can he just sit there open-nosed?
Stop it. I'm not his girlfriend.
Save whatever reputation you have and tell him to move. You're never gonna be elected class president if you hang around with geeks.
If you want, I could sit somewhere else, Liz.
Well, maybe you should.
It's okay, Liz. I'll sit in the back of the bus.
Yeah, Norton. Why don't you go all the way back? Out the emergency exit. You're smelling up the whole bus.
Wait a minute. It was me. It was my choice. I started this whole thing.
Ugh. Hey, need some walking lessons?
I can do something about this.
Guys, stop it. Just stay on the floor. Nobody wants to sit next to you anyway.
Quiet, Max. I want him to sit next to me. Come on, Norton.
Are you sure?
Yes. You're my friend. And that's one more friend than Max has.
Liz, you're gonna cement your place in the Loser Hall of Fame.
Forget him, Norton.
But Liz...
Believe me,
it's for the best.
You will now travel forward in time 2 weeks to April 21st, 5:34 p.m.
I'm going forward this time?
Okay, I'm at wit's end. If it's 2 weeks into the future... Wait, where's Norton? He's not here. He'd already be in the Bones of Wrath. He may have already been arrested for stealing the TV.
Liz!
Norton. Hi.
Mandy just got back. She said she'd meet us here after they unpack.
Okay, cool.
Hey, thanks for helping me with my geography. I got a 92 on the test.
Great!
Oh, and I'm sorry about you losing the election. You should have won.
That's... okay. But Norton?
Yeah?
Are you in the Bones of Wrath?
What?
You're not, are you?
No way. Why would I want to be one of them?
Oh, I was just checking. So you got a 92? That's really good.
I couldn't have done it without you.
Well, Liz, how did you like it?
It was... wow. I didn't realize one choice could affect so much of the future.
Good and bad choices alike.
But I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
If he would have turned into a criminal because I didn't let him sit by me, would that have been my fault?
No. No. Ultimately, people are responsible for their own choices. But we need to realize that we influence the people around us in good and bad ways all the time, even when we don't see it.
Yeah. I just wish God gave us a room of consequence.
Well, what do you mean?
I think life would be easier if we knew what would happen before we did dumb stuff.
And there would probably be a lot fewer people doing dumb stuff.
That's for sure. Do you really think I can make somebody turn to a life of crime?
Well, remember, the room of consequence is only what could be. It's supposed to teach us how we should act now so that we can have a better future.
And help people like Norton have a better one.
Or perhaps not just people like Norton, but Norton himself.
What do you mean? I don't know anyone named Norton. I thought you made him up.
No. In fact, Norton comes here all the time.
No way.
And just yesterday, you dropped your school books right over there, and he helped you pick them up.
You're kidding.
I'm not.
Well, I should thank him.
Good idea. In fact, he's sitting in a corner booth downstairs right now.
I'm going to go talk to him.
All right.
And I'll buy him a sundae.
Another good idea, and I'd be happy to make it.
You know what?
What?
Make it a sundae that costs a dollar.
In Luke chapter 10, verse 27, Jesus gives us the great commandment to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And who is our neighbor? Jesus goes on to tell us it could be anyone around us, even people we don't know, because we're all part of God's creation. Everyone has value and deserves love. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Hindsight was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Lauren Schaffel, Blake Neitzel, Jeffrey Noah, Steve Burns, and Diane Michelle. Our sound designer was Bob Luttrell. And our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.